Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network presents coverage of your favorite local teams, the Badgers, Bears, Cougars, Rough Riders, Eagles, and Wranglers. This is Talking Central Arizona Sports with me, Torrance Dunham. We've reached the midway point for spring sports with summer right around the corner. And winter sports officially comes to a close. There's a lot to cover in this week's show, so let's begin with the Embry-Riddle Eagles women's basketball team. The Eagles fell to Carroll in the first round of the NAIA Women's Basketball Championship 89-49 last weekend, ending their season. A rough third quarter really hurt the Eagles as the team was outscored 27-5. Zachariah King and Ariana Gonzalez each had 12 points in the loss. The Eagles went 19-13 during the regular season and 14-6 in conference play, beating Westcliff and Benedictine Mesa to reach the CalPAC Women's Championship game, which they won against Antelope Valley 81-58 to capture the first CalPAC championship in the history of the women's basketball program. From the basketball court to the diamond, and from college to high school, to recap Bradshaw Mountain Baseball's win against St. Mary's on the road in Phoenix on Monday. The Bradshaw Mountain baseball team scored 8 runs in the 4th inning as the Bears beat the St. Mary's Knights 16-8. Despite the margin of victory, things weren't going well for Bradshaw Mountain in the first 2 innings. After scoring a quick 2 runs off St. Mary's in the 1st inning, the Knights responded and scored 5 unanswered runs off Bradshaw Mountain. 4 of those runs came in the 2nd inning as Bradshaw Mountain struggled defensively with 2 errors and a ball being lost in the lights. The Bears had defensive issues at other times in the game as well, committing 4 errors in total. St. Mary's also struggled defensively with 3 errors of their own. Here's Bradshaw Mountain head coach Brian Bundrick on the win.
You're right, it's a win's a win, but yeah, it was relatively ugly, especially at the beginning. You know, we're just trying to create identity right now. We got new players in new spots. You know, I have a kid out with strep throat. I have a kid out with a blown up arm. I have a kid out with a broken finger, and I have a kid out with a bad back. And so, you know, not to make excuses, we're trying to battle what we have. We have good talent. There's no doubt. We just don't know each other yet, and I don't know from day to day who's going to be my starting shortstop or third baseman or this or that. So it's kind of a identity by fire, if you will. And we got lucky today. We put some at bats together that ended up scoring some runs, and Shane kind of settled down and started getting ahead of hitters, and then we started playing some defense. So sometimes that's where the mop flops, but we're glad to have a W. I can tell you that.
The Bears opened that big 4th inning with a double and a bunt single to put runners at first and third. A steal of second base, one of 7 on the night for the Bears, prompted a throw to second that allowed the runner at third to break for the plate. The throw to the plate hit the St. Mary's pitcher, allowing the run to score and the other runner to move up to third base. A hit by pitch and a walk loaded the bases for team RBI leader Garrison Jones, who again came through for the Bears with a bases-clearing double. Here's what he had to say about his approach at the plate in the key moment.
Honestly, I have a lot of RBIs this season. I came in clutch, which that was my goal too. Have a team hit for the team, not go up there and look to hit it out, but get a base hit to get my team some runs, and that's all I kept in mind. Just keep doing what I'm doing and square the ball up.
Jones led the Bears with 4 RBIs on the night, bringing his total to 23 on the season to go along with 4 hits and 6 at-bats. Seniors Mason Hunt and Nate Reynolds added another 2 runs in the inning on singles, and junior Isaiah Avila capped the big frame by driving in 2 more runs with a single. The Bears, after that 4th inning, scored at least a run in each of the final 3 innings, outscoring St. Mary's 6-2 in that time. Senior pitcher Shane Leavesay earned the win for the Bears, allowing 6 runs, 2 earned on 7 hits across 5 innings, while walking 2 and striking out 2. The full story and photos from this game can be seen on signalsaz.com. The Bears at 7-6 overall, including tournament games, open region play with a doubleheader on the road against Lee Williams on Saturday, beginning at noon. We'll get caught up with other high school and college scores from the past week and cover what happened with the Wranglers season opener coming up, But before that, this show is brought to you in part by Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. Reach out for all your plumbing and heating needs. All the info you need is at ypeinc.com. That's ypeinc.com. Okay, let's get caught up with the rest of the teams in the area with the whip around. Staying with Bradshaw Mountain, the Bears softball team beat Lee Williams 10-0 on Tuesday, Agua Fria 10-0 on Wednesday, and then Coconino 8-3 on Thursday to improve to 6-1 overall on the season and 2-0 in the region. The team plays a home and away against Coconino next week, starting on the road Tuesday at 3:45 p.m. before hosting Coconino at 3:45 p.m. on Thursday. The boys' tennis team fell to rival Prescott on Thursday 5-4 for their first loss of the season. At 6-1 overall, the Bears look to return to the win column as they host Deer Valley at 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday and then travel to play Barry Goldwater on Thursday. The girls' tennis team fell to Lee Williams on Tuesday 9-0 as their record dropped to 2-4 overall. The team hosted Prescott on Thursday, but no score was available at the time of recording. The boys' volleyball team beat St. Mary's at home on Tuesday 3-1, but lost to Estrella Foothills on the road Thursday 3-0. At 2-4 overall, the Bears host Barry Goldwater at 5:30 p.m. on Tuesday and then travel to Dysart for a game on Friday. The boys' and girls' track and field teams will compete in the Chandler Rotary Track and Field meet on Friday and Saturday. On to Prescott as the Badger baseball team swept Coconino this week, beating the Panthers at home 11-2, and then on the road Thursday 10-8. Prescott erased a 7-0 deficit and tied the game with a 7-run second inning on Thursday. Four players drove in 2 runs each in the win. The Badgers host Mojave on Tuesday at 4 p.m. and then travel to Mojave to face the Thunderbirds on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. They then host Lee Williams next Friday at 3 p.m. The team is 5-3 overall and 2-0 in region play. The softball team didn't have the same success against Coconino, dropping both games this week each by a score of 10-0. The Badgers fall to 4-4 overall and 0-2 in region play as they travel to Mojave on Tuesday for a game at 3:45 p.m. and then host Mojave on Thursday at 4 p.m. The Badgers also have a road game next Friday against Lee Williams at 4 p.m. The Badgers boys tennis team keeps rolling, knocking off Barry Goldwater 9-0, Eastmark 7-2, and rival Bradshaw Mountain 5-4 this week to remain perfect at 7-0 overall and 2-0 in the Division II Section 2. The team will travel to play Cactus Shadows on Tuesday at 3:30 p.m. The girls' tennis team on Tuesday beat Barry Goldwater 6-3 to improve to 4-1 overall and 1-0 in the section. The team played Bradshaw on Thursday, but as said earlier, no score was available at the time of recording. The Badgers host Cactus Shadows at 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, and then travel to Coconino for a match on Thursday, and then to Page the following Saturday. The boys' volleyball team, after losing to Northwest Christian 3-0 on Tuesday, beat Deer Valley on Thursday 3-2, as their record now stands at 4-3 overall. Up next is a home game against Lee Williams on Monday at 5:30 p.m., and then road games against Cactus on Tuesday and Phoenix Christian on Thursday. The Badgers boys and girls track and field teams will also be at the Chandler Rotary Track and Field meet over the weekend. Over to Chino Valley, as the Cougars baseball team won both their games this week, 7-2 against Tonopah Valley on Monday, and then 10-9 against River Valley on a Wednesday to improve to 3-5 overall. The team travels to Wickenburg for a game on Monday and then hosts Wickenburg on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. before traveling to Scottsdale Christian for a game the following Saturday. The softball team went 1-1 this week, beating Tonopah Valley on Monday 9-2, but losing to Borgay Catholic on Tuesday 6-0. At 3-5 overall and 2-1 in the region, the Cougars play on the road against Wickenburg on Monday and then host Wickenburg on Thursday at 3:45 p.m. before also playing Scottsdale Christian on the road the following Saturday. Like Prescott and Bradshaw, the Chino Valley boys and girls track and field teams will also participate in the Chandler Rotary Track and Field meet this weekend. The golf team next week has a match against Parker and Kingman Academy on Monday, and then another against four teams at the Antelope Hills Golf Course on Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Now to college, as the Yavapai College Rough Riders baseball team went 2-2 this week, sweeping a doubleheader against Langley Blaze on a Wednesday by scores of 7-3 and 10-4, but dropping a doubleheader against Paradise Valley on Thursday by scores of 13-3 and 5-3. The Rough Riders will host Mesa in a doubleheader starting at noon on Saturday and then hit the road to play Glendale in a doubleheader on Tuesday, before participating in another doubleheader on a Wednesday at home against Scottsdale Post-Grad, beginning at noon. The team is 13-17 overall and 5-13 in conference. The softball team on Saturday split a doubleheader against South Mountain and then swept a doubleheader against Gateway on Tuesday. At 8-11 overall and 8-4 in conference, the Rough Riders host Mesa for a doubleheader on Tuesday and Glendale for a doubleheader the following Saturday, each beginning at noon. As for Embry-Riddle, the baseball team won 2 of 3 against Simpson last weekend to improve to 18-9 overall and 8-1 in the conference. The Eagles are back on the diamond for 3 against Benedictine Mesa, the first on Friday at 2 p.m. and then a doubleheader on Saturday beginning at 11 a.m. The softball team last weekend beat Simpson 8-0 on Friday and 9-8 on Saturday, but had their other games canceled due to weather. At 16-8 overall and 6-0 in the conference, the Eagles play doubleheaders this weekend on the road against St. Catherine on Friday and Saturday before returning home for a doubleheader against OUAZ on Wednesday, beginning at 4 p.m. The Eagles men's and women's golf teams compete in the ERAU Invite on Sunday and Monday, each beginning at 8 a.m., while the men's and women's outdoor track and field teams compete in the Cal State San Marcos Mangrum Invitational on Friday. Ending the show with the NAZ Wranglers as the team dropped the season opener last weekend at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley 51-40 to the Arizona Rattlers. NAZ had a rough second quarter, being outscored 28-13 as the Rattlers entered halftime up 37-26. Joshua Jones and Jared Ware Jr. scored touchdowns on the ground for the Wranglers. The Wranglers are off this week but return to the Findlay Toyota Center on March 30th for a game against the Tucson Sugar Skulls at 6:05 p.m. That does it for this week's show. I'm Torrence Dunham, and this has been Talking Central Arizona Sports, part of Talking Glass Media's Cast 11 Podcast Network. We'll see you back here next week for more spring sports action.